During a town hall meeting last month in St. Petersburg, candidate Scott Swobes said Sheriff Bob Galtieri has the wrong priority. He called it mismanagement. To ensure public safety, Swobes would install better DUI enforcement and serve the tens of thousands of outstanding felony warrants. Swobes said money's not the issue.
These are all vital public safety programs that what I would do as sheriff is reinstate those programs. And there's plenty of money to reinstate those programs. My opponent managed to find $5 million a couple of months ago to give bonuses to the folks at the sheriff's office, and yet he says there's no money to reinstate these programs. It's just wrong. There's money there. I would reinstate these vital public safety programs.
Galtieri has been sheriff since November 2011. In that time, he's cut jobs and programs due to budgetary restraints. Galtieri didn't attend a town hall meeting, but in a telephone interview, Galtieri said governmental mergers and the business community will provide assistance.
We need to continue to find ways to save money, and I think the future of that is through consolidations. I mean, consolidations with other governmental entities, looking at outsourcing to the private sector where it's appropriate. And one of those is at the jail. We've looked at it before, and I think we need to look at it again as far as jail medical is concerned and seeing if, on a contract basis, because we employ our own doctors and nurses and other practitioners, and see if there's any opportunity for savings there. So I see that as the future, is looking at consolidations and perhaps outsourcing more to the private sector.
A concern of both the community and the sheriff is the focus on lessening repeat offenders. Presently, the sheriff's office works with kids in order to stave off recidivism. Galtieri said responding to health issues and teaching life skills can help.
Mental health services, substance abuse, alcohol, and importantly, job skills and life skills, so that when the people get out, they have different tools in their toolbox to keep them from reoffending. If all we do is lock people up and they go right back to the same community with the same influences that are bad and no additional tools or abilities, they're going to go right back to what they did, so we need to break that cycle.
Swobes agrees that bolstering life skills will aid in curtailing recidivism. Swobes said these jail programs are necessary public safety programs.
It is very important to try to prevent people who get out of jail from doing things that put them back into jail. And if these people who are getting out of jail don't have the life skills, they don't have a GED, they don't have any way to make a living, then what's going to end up happening is they're going to commit more crimes. So those programs, even though they cost money, I view them as very important public safety programs because it helps to prevent these people from coming back in.
Another topic discussed was law enforcement ethics and protection of civil liberties. Write-in candidate Greg Pound accused both Swobes and Galtieri of political deception.
This stuff is illegal, what we've got going on, and we need people who's going to represent the law, truth. The key to the knowledge of law is truth, and it never changes, and applies to every one of us. And these guys are not operating upon the law of truth.
The sheriff's office has been accused of illegally gathering evidence in an attempt to nab marijuana growers. Swobes said this is a mismanagement of resources and a violation of civil liberties. He said it's also the wrong focus.
The sheriff's office drug enforcement policy should be dangerous drugs. The pill mills, the prescription drug problems that we're having is a huge epidemic. We also have real problems with other dangerous drugs like crack cocaine, heroin, and crystal meth. And those are the kinds of drugs that I would direct the narcotics division to focus on. I certainly would not be putting a video camera across the street from a legal business like Simply Hydroponics and just hoping that I'm going to catch people who are growing marijuana.
Galtieri still supports the sting operation. He refuted the claim that the illegal activity is systemic.
When you have a large organization, from time to time, you're going to have people that do bad things and they fall off the track. It's not that that happens. It's how you deal with it. And I've dealt with it effectively and unfortunately had to make some hard decisions this year and fire some people. And just because and this isn't widespread, this isn't rampant corruption. This is a few people that did some things they shouldn't have done, and I held them accountable for it and fired them.
Early voting continues until Saturday. The election is Tuesday. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in St. Petersburg.